It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Kyle Bailey with Mary Gilbert, our go-to real estate expert, joining us from Independence, Oregon. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. It's great to be here on the radio with you as always.
And tell folks what you're doing in Independence today.
Yeah, so I'm happy to be here. It's the Oregon Leadership Academy. This is the third time I'm reporting from my class. And so today is the last class, and we're actually graduating from it today.
All right, very good. Well, a lot going on, and we're hearing a lot in recent days about wildfire and insurance issues lately. Talk about what's going on.
Yeah, Kyle. So as wildfire season grows longer and more intense, the impact on homeowners and the real estate industry is becoming harder to ignore, especially here in Oregon. So the big issue has been the wildfire risk mapping. It sounds like a good idea in theory, but the way it was being rolled out was raising a lot of concerns, and Oregon realtors stepped up to advocate for change.
Well, interesting. What was the controversy with the maps?
So when the state of Oregon released its initial wildfire risk maps, a lot of homeowners were shocked. Their properties were suddenly labeled as high or even extreme risk, even if there hadn't been a fire nearby in decades. So this change had real consequences: canceled insurance policies, skyrocketing premiums, and lots of confusion and stress.
So a tough situation there. What are the Oregon realtors saying?
So they're not against identifying fire risk. So in fact, they support safety, but they pushed back against how the mapping was being done. So there were two main issues: the accuracy of the data and the lack of transparency. So some of these, in quotation mark, extreme risk properties have no vegetation and solid firefighting access, yet homeowners had no real way to challenge the classification.
So not just about safety then, you're saying it's about fairness.
Exactly. So the Realtor Association was calling for clearer, more localized mapping standards, a real appeals process for homeowners, and better coordination with insurance companies. Because recently, we're seeing buyers that were backing out of deals, sellers were struggling to close, and whole communities were caught in limbo.
Well, that affects obviously a lot more than just insurance. It impacts the whole market.
Yeah, it really does. So higher insurance premiums can lower property values and stall transactions. And that's why the Oregon Association of Realtors advocated for lawmakers to pause or revise the program and instead focus on science-based, socially responsible solutions.
So what is the bottom line for folks listening?
So the takeaway is insurance rates shouldn't skyrocket because of flawed data. Oregon realtors are standing up for property owners and calling for a more balanced approach, one that prioritizes both safety and affordability. And the good news is that after continuous calls for repeal of the statewide wildfire hazard map, the Oregon legislature this week passed Senate Bill 83, which does away with the map and its building code mandates while directing state agencies to develop new model defensible space standards. And so this bill passed 50-1 in the Oregon House following a Senate approval in April. So it now heads to Governor Tina Kotek's desk for final signature.
Well, obviously important stuff, Mary. Thanks for breaking it down.
You bet, Kyle.
So let's talk about some of the hot new listings on the market this week. What do you have for us?
Yeah, so here's some of the highlights. 5110 Grange Road. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath home, 1,344 square feet, listed at $335,000. This is a versatile live-work opportunity, central location. It's a double-wide manufactured home with a primary suite offering a walk-in closet and ensuite bath. It's zoned for both residential and commercial use. Plus, it has a billboard sign that brings in annual income. Listed with Deidre Joven at the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams.
And let's see here. I understand you've got something on Echo Drive.
Yeah, so here's a listing by one of our partners in real estate, Jerry Norman at Oregon Life Homes. He's a great agent in Douglas County, 1025 Echo Drive, Roseburg, Oregon. This is a four-bedroom, two-full-bath, two-half-bath home with over 4,400 square feet, listed at $1.59 million. This is a gated estate with high-end finishes. It's got walnut floors, chef's kitchen, Mona Lisa granite, multiple fireplaces, a home theater, a heated pool and a spa, three-car garage. So anyways, I'd love to take a look at this one soon.
All right, and I know Sutherland is getting a lot of attention. What's out there to talk about today?
Yeah, so this is a newly finished home, 845 Forest Heights Street in Sutherland. It's three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, almost 2,500 square feet, offered for sale at $439.9. This is a very contemporary home with sweeping views. It's got beautiful granite countertops, modern finishes, a versatile lower level with multi-generational potential or added privacy. The private primary suite also has a soaking tub, a balcony, and a spa-styled bathroom. And that's one of our newest listings on the team.
All right. What about in Oakland if somebody's looking for some property perhaps?
Yeah, 691 Raccoon Drive in Oakland, three-bedroom, two-bath, 2,271 square feet. This is offered at $829,000. This has nearly 88 acres. It has pasture, hiking trails, a barn, a greenhouse, a shop, and stunning valley views. So, new roof and fresh paint just completed. This listing is offered by Muriel Madden at the Neal Company Real Estate.
Sometimes people are looking simply for land. A lot of people enjoy a five-acre parcel, and I see you've got one of those available.
Yeah, so this is new on the market this week on Black Oak Drive. It's just over 5 acres at $99,000. This is a private buildable parcel with incredible river and valley views. It's also zoned rural residential, two-acre minimum, so potential division on this parcel. It's got a septic approval. It looks like it has Umpqua Basin water and a gravel driveway in place. So ready to get your home built, listed by Ryan Kelly of Whitetail Properties.
And speaking of land, some in Myrtle Creek as well.
Yeah, this is a nice ag property here. Weaver Road in Myrtle Creek, 12.42 acres, offered for sale at $160,000. This is irrigated farmland. Great ag potential. There's some equipment that may be negotiable. It gets up to three hay cuttings per year, and it's really close to the South Umpqua River, so it's perfect for livestock or hay production, listed by Courtney Alford, a team member of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams.
And in Roseburg, you don't always find a ready-to-build lot, but I see you have one of those, too.
Yeah, 4705 Melody Lane in Roseburg. 0.15 acres, 55,000 flat and ready to build, listed by Janet Stringfellow at Oregon Life Homes.
All right, let's take a look at what's been happening in the local real estate market to quickly run through the numbers for the past week.
Yeah, the last 7 days, we had 44 new listings, 9 homes came back on the market. We also saw 44 pending sales, 28 homes were sold in the last 7 days, 79 price changes, 2 coming soon listings, 1 bumpable, and 6 listings that did not sell.
All right, and really quick, some open houses.
Yeah, so we've got an open house at 459 Oak Valley Loop in Winchester. Check this house. It's perfect for summer. It's got an in-ground pool. It is on open house today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 459 Oak Valley Loop. And then 367 Ridgecrest Drive, that's also open today from 12 to 2. This is a house with stunning views.
And before you get back to class, how do folks get connected with your folks?
Yeah, you can give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, or check us out online at marygilbert.com. We'd be honored to guide you home.